On a related matter, you'll be aware of Henry Dimbleby's review into new taxes on sugar and salt, the so-called snack taxes. How is it levelling up to put an additional roughly £180 on a family's shopping bill, adding 87p to a packet of Frosties? How's that levelling up then, Secretary of State?
Well, that isn't the government's policy, Nick. It's an independent report.
Oh, you're not? So you've rejected it?
Well, we've only received it this
morning. No, let's just clarify. Hold on. So we've got an old Etonian. We've got an old Etonian telling people they should spend 87p more for a box of Frosties. What's your view on that?
Well, it's for the Environment Secretary to read the report.
No, but what's your view on it? I remind you, you are the Communities Secretary.
Set out our food strategy. Yes. I think you have to be very cautious before putting burdens on members of the public, particularly those on lower incomes. That's my long-standing view. This is a substantial report that's been received this morning, and so we're going to consider it carefully and set out our national food strategy in the coming months, which will address some of these issues like health inequalities, like how we do tackle obesity, how we can all educate.
But you wouldn't
want
to see 87
to
pence on a box of
lifestyles.
Frosties, would you, Mr. Jenrick?
Well, I think you do have to be very careful about going down that road, because I don't want to make life more difficult for people on low incomes. But as I say, we're not going to comment on the individual recommendations on the morning that the report has been released. It's going to be something we'll think carefully about and set out our views later in the year.